when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us. Hello, this is Black Vibe Reality, a place for Black Vibe Baddies, those who love us and reality TV. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter who writes for Collider, and I am here with Janelle Michaud, a podcaster who's covering BB Can 12, so check out the exit interviews over there. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Nicole. I am so excited to get into this episode. I am, like, I don't mind the ending. I don't mind the ending.
Here's the thing. I predicted part of this. I will claim that. Because on the recap that I did with Chappelle, I was just like, who could possibly win? And I was like, whose story have we really been seeing? And the answer was Trishelle.
Yes, the whole time. From start to finish. You're absolutely right.
The whole time. And so, as annoying as it has been, I was just like, oh God, I think we're heading towards it. That I forgot you need two. Is that? Yeah, I forgot you need two because the first season we got a traitor. So, of course, there was just one winner.
Right.
So,
right.
Oh man, I wasn't prepared also for the other one. But first, we'll speed a little bit through and do broad strokes. Kate was kind of feeling herself.
She was. I agree.
Yes. She has to tell Alan who she's gonna murder. Her only options at this point were Sheree and Trishelle. Because MJ has the shield. She decides, and I think people were also saying that she should do this, you gotta kill a housewife to try and cover your tracks. So, surprise.
I understand her thought process behind it. Like, I don't knock her for making that choice. She's thinking, I kill Sheree, a Bravo girl, and maybe people will think it's not Kate. She wouldn't kill a Bravo girl. So I understand the strategy, like the thought process about why she chose to do this. I can't knock that choice.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think it was the right call. But then now that I know what the outcome is, I'm like, she kind of needed a backup.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, she did such a bad job. Everyone this whole episode is talking about how Kate did not have a good poker face. For some reason, she took Phaedra so personally. Was actually heated after Phaedra was banished, and she called her selfish. And it's like, why? Why would Phaedra be selfish? I liked her cover-up, though. I will say, at the round table, she got a good story.
She did. I give her that. But I think that was the thing that got the most heat on her at this end round. Hadn't she done that, I think she might have been able to squeak through, honestly. Because that's what had Sandra looking at her, CT look, because she switched up.
You know
what I mean? Like, she didn't even, she did not need to go that hard at Phaedra. All she really had to say was, look, I didn't think you were a traitor, but through some of the conversations I've had today, I've changed my mind. And that's it. Like, done.
Yeah.
That would have been more palatable for people, I think.
I think what we learned from the second season and series first is that doing the leap, obviously not Dan's least, but doing less is best as a trainer. Like, keep it cool. So yeah, MJ and all of them at breakfast, CT said it's been a minute. I don't know anything about the challenge. Do you?
Yes, watched it for years upon years upon years upon
years.
Really, since like middle school, honestly, like since its conception, since it was real world versus road rules, and then transitioned into what we now know as the challenge. It's changed so much, of course, but I don't so much love modern day seasons.
Okay.
A lot of the people that I enjoy have trickled and are phasing out more and more and more. But yeah, I'm a longtime fan, so I know CT and Trishelle.
Okay. Has it felt like Stella got his groove back, as he said?
No, CT always does well. Like,
Yeah.
CT is left in the game. They don't take him out. And if he gets to the end, he wins. That is classic CT. The last two times he won, they just, I don't know why, let him coast by and he won. And he did it again, you know? And he didn't know he was really hot on CT this whole season. He got a couple of votes, but there was like random strays, you know?
He's a charmer.
Yeah. And
He's
I don't
gonna
think he's
flirt.
that good at it. Like he's not I think he's awkward, but
Yeah.
he gets far in these games. It's just what he's known for. And I think he was an asset in the challenges. These
Oh yeah.
late game ones, I think that they wouldn't have earned as much without CT being in the game, you know?
Okay, let's talk about this challenge. Because
Was a lot.
Alan's like, hey, you're gonna get a lift. Here's a helicopter. Some of them were excited about this, but in the end, what these people have to do is that they have to just get to a boat. But there's different little side quests to get more money. They do all of them. They only have an hour, they claim, but they're doing glides down, they're opening lobster cages, and then they finally get to this boat, which they have to raise the sail. Alan just yelling when he's right next to them, just raise my sail. This is a lot.
That challenge was a lot. I was like, okay. Like, and they aren't casting for challenges like this per se. They're casting for personalities. We know that. But yeah, that challenge, I was like, oh, come on, you guys. This is a lot.
Yeah, it is a
Like,
lot.
I saw a tweet. Hold on, I'm going to read it to you. It was funny. It said, the biggest lie on the Traders US
Yes.
is the timer during the missions. Like, there's no way. There's no way they did that in an hour. I always question that time clock. I don't believe it. I do not believe it. But they have
I
to have
don't
some
either.
prize for the trade or for the winners.
I don't either. But CT was doing a lot. I will say, MJ was trying. She
She
was right there
was.
with him at different points. I think she got a lot of confidence from her shield. Love it for her.
Yeah.
And CT's like, yeah, this is why I'm here. I'm the workhorse. I was like, the men watching this are probably like, Miss Andre, look at this man.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Like
God.
he is the reason why they got like a lot of their money, you know?
Absolutely. Which is
Yeah.
like, then I can't be too mad about that happening. But first, Kate is in the car with CT on the way back. I had to record this because this was mind-blowing. At this point, she's trying to work him, saying, oh, Sandra, you know? And then he comes at her with this question.
Sandra, I was like, I'm down with that. Because I love Sandra because she's so sweet, it seems.
She's also a gamer. Speaking of which,
Me?
gamers,
How dare you? That's rude. Why? I was like really proud that I came in and was able to spot the traitor so quickly. And it's a little bit annoying to me that you think that wasn't a skill. You think that was just because I'm new. I'm
That is so rude. Why? I'm sorry. You couldn't come up with anything else but.
Yeah, CT has done that at least one other time, and I
Okay.
think he's just trying to catch people off guard and make them, and it
Yep.
works. You know, she looked so uncomfortable, she did not respond well, and I think that made him even more suspicious. I don't know why he does what he does later though, but like that's a good play because he's done that before, and I can't remember to who, but it makes people suspicious or it makes people nervous. And he
Yeah.
likes to see their reaction. I think he's like just wanting to see how they react to being called out like that.
Yeah, because I'm also like, but what is the perfect reaction to something like that? Like, I want him to do it to MJ, just to see what MJ would do, because I think she would just stare blankly. Like, I don't.
Yeah. I think the right reaction depends on the person who asks the question. What might
Yeah.
be a feasible response to me, you could be completely suspicious of. It's like that's one of my qualms with this show is there is not there it's just all BS and fluff. Like I said, you could think it's suspicious, and I'm not bothered by it.
It's
just the individual, really.
I kind of wish the game changed to be a little bit more like Clue. And when they're in the missions, they can get a clue and be like, the traitor has brown hair. Like something like that. But I don't know. We'll see how this game evolves eventually. But basically, after the mission, everyone's talking. Kate's trying to get Sandra's name out. Sandra, she does a good job, at least, of being like, hey, so Sandra, just to let you know, CT said your name, and then CT, Sandra said your name, so now they're focused on each other at this round table.
Right. She did. I did not think that they were gonna bite on that. Like, I thought Kate was done, like, right here. So I was shocked when she pulled that off.
Have you watched the other traitors?
I watched all of Canada, like the first season of Canada, and I watched half of Cerise-ish.
Yeah. Okay, I'm very interested. And can they actually, like, what would happen if they did take out Kate here? Would they let all the faithfuls just go? Because that's what I'm saying, like, before, and this is because I got so tired of them having to try and recruit a new traitor. In the middle of the season, I was like, what happens if we just don't recruit new ones? And it's just faithful shooting at each other, but it's still, like, mess.
I don't know, because I've never seen it happen. I have no idea what would have happened here if they would have banished Kate.
Yeah.
I have no clue. I would assume that the four of them would win. But I don't know, because I don't know.
Yeah, they would still have to choose between ending the game or not. So basically, CT kicks things off, and he immediately puts Sandra on her back foot. She starts explaining herself. This is basically her last plea before we go into votes.
Coming for me, so I'm just gonna have to return the favor.
I only said I was gonna vote for you after Kate told me that you said in the car, let's take out Sandra.
That's not true.
I panicked, and then I said, oh my god, I need a plan B. You only came up because of my conversation with her. I regret, the minute she scared me that CT's been saying your name in the car, it was panic mode for me. I was like, oh my god, here I am. I'm gonna be the only one writing down Kate's name.
You're allowed to lie in this
she
game.
She set me up. I know she did.
She didn't set you up.
I came into today following the plan we have set in motion. Her whole outfit is screaming traitor. I don't know what else to tell you guys. I'm fighting for my life here because I didn't expect to be in this situation at all. And if I get banished, I'm going to stand over there like Peppermint and Max and everybody else. And you're going to say, damn, I f***ed up. I thought.
They always say that. The outfit screams traitor.
Screams traitor. I can blink. I breathe heavy. I flick my hair wrong. I'm a traitor. Like, it's so ridiculous. But, yeah, I thought Sandra did a good job of fighting for herself here. I can't believe CT flipped the script like this, but he did, you know?
I mean, either way, it's Sandra. I think if you get to this point, Sandra and CT probably should have been eyeing each other because it's just like, just to be safe, it's Sandra, honestly. Why would you bring her to the end? But it also kind of hits, it kind of hurts me a little of Sandra being like, I panicked, she scared me.
Yeah.
She, it was like all from this below deck woman. Here.
Right. And I think she was honest there. I think that she just panicked because she thought her name was going to be floating out there, and she just agreed to CT, and Kate ran with it. Like, it's wild that Kate got the upper hand in this fight. I was shocked. I did not think that would happen.
Yeah, good for her. I mean, we would have easily been talking about Kate being, like, a terrible traitor if it wasn't for that moment. So, great. They go to the votes. And Sandra's out, and she tells everyone that she's a faithful. So now we have to go to the end.
Yep. I was like, oh, those two, like, I knew that CT and Trishelle were going to win at that point. They're not going to go for each other. They did surprise me at the end, Trishelle, but they're not going to go for each other. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that Kate would go. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, these two got it now. They have it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I didn't see CT. I think I was so angry at Trishelle for so long. I was like, oh my God, I think she did it. But then there was CT. I could not predict how that was going to end, because we'll talk about those final votes. But goodbye, Sandra.
Yeah, she fought for herself really well, though. Like, she argued tooth and nail, made perfect sense. Mm-hmm. But in a game where there's really nothing concrete that you can actually go on, you know,
she's yeah. Right. All right, we are at the end. We either stop the game or continue. Can you believe Kate really sat up there and was like, I'm good. I think we're all faithful.
I think she knew she was done, do you know?
Okay.
I think she knew she was done, and that was her only play to not get murdered or banished or whatever you call it here and get the money. You know what I mean? But who wants to share it between four people? I think that right there was a tip-off to them, do you know? Yeah.
She couldn't concoct another target like she just did with Sandra?
I mean, I don't know. Are they allowed to have all that conversation? I think that no matter what, CT and Trishelle were going to vote together right here. No matter what. Mm-hmm. No matter what, that they were going to vote together. And I think Trishelle was pissed that CT flipped it from Kate to Sandra. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we're voting Kate. Don't do this. We're voting Kate. That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
But I don't think Kate could have done anything here.
All right.
I don't know what she could have done to possibly, like, not get banished here.
Yeah. It's 2 versus 2. Trishelle said at the end that she wasn't sure CT was a traitor, so I'm just like, scenario.
Maybe if Kate had, but I really don't think, I think that if maybe MJ had made that play, once Kate was gone, that could have worked, because clearly we saw what she does. But I don't think that she would have ever voted CT before Kate. I just can't picture that.
No, I don't think so. But yeah, when we're like, keep going, who knows? Well, so obviously everyone goes Kate first, because that was the most obvious.
Yeah.
These three, that leaves MJ, CT, and Trishelle. This was wild. I think MJ is like, I'm good. And then the other two say, no. And she was like, what's happening? They all start writing a name. MJ, Sweet Baby Angel, is like, this was a Sophie's choice. You don't know them. You better just make, like, a choice of who you want to split this money with. But she acted like it was so hard. She wrote down Trishelle.
Yeah.
Because obviously. And CT wrote. CT wrote
MJ.
MJ, yes.
MJ wrote Trishelle. Yes. Trishelle wrote CT. Yeah.
It's all
of them. I could not believe she did that. I was shocked.
Why
and if MJ had written down CT, he would have been done and she would have won with MJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked.
She was ready to just take the money.
Yes. I could not believe she did that, because I was sure she was locked in with CT. So I was shocked.
She should have just stuck with it. Honestly. I don't know. Because it's like, you already burned him. Like, what are we going to do? And he's just sitting there like, you better do the right thing this time. It's like, or else what? I don't know. But sure, they're friends. Are they friends?
I guess now they are. They have a history of just not being the closest and not really getting along. They have never, like, had a good relationship in the past.
That's what I'm thinking. That's
yeah,
what I'm
they
thinking.
Haven't. That's true. But I think in this game, they did work on their relationship and build a little bit of trust. Because CT was saying, the only one I trust is Trishelle.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't quite there, apparently. But he said that, like, on the way to the castle or something like that. So
yeah.
Yeah, and he had grown to trust her.
That's why Dan was right to take out Johnny Bananas. We'll get there.
Yes, he really was. Johnny would have placed you in the game. Like, Johnny, I would have never left Johnny in the game if I had a choice.
No.
He also has a, so you never saw him on the challenge?
No, I just watched him on House of Villains, though.
Oh, yeah. Johnny is something, and he's very, very, very selfish. Like,
yeah.
He would have taken everything. He's dirty, you know? And he lost for several seasons after that. So I do not ever feel bad for Johnny Bananas.
No.
He screwed so many people over. It's a game. He's fine. Yes.
Yeah, he is fine. Oh, but MJ isn't. MJ is shook. This is the first time she's ever been in a situation like this. She's like, what is going on? These two, CT and Trishelle, are having a whole thing talking to each other about trusting each other. But Trishelle's like, but you betrayed me when you lit John's torch and da da da. Mm-hmm. MJ is like, by the way, I'm a faithful. Like, she has lost the plot.
Yes, she really did.
She's like, playing checkers. They're playing chess.
Yeah.
They're like, we MJ. Don't care. We don't want to share money with you.
Right.
You're new around here. Right. Poor thing. So in the end, Trishelle and CT win, taking out MJ. MJ's like, this is bull. Look, she just walked away.
In her mind, they did what they came to do. They banished all the traitors, and they were the faithfuls at the end. So in her mind, like, she should be included in that win. But honey, they got to the end with a partner. And if I could take 104K, 104,000, was it 104, whatever it was, 102? If I could take over 100K or split that with a whole other person, I'm so mm-hmm. sorry. I don't know you. Like, I met you 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel bad because she seemed like, I just imagine in the how I would feel in that situation. I can empathize with that. But honey, it's a game. You should have gotten to the end with somebody that was more loyal to you than they are to each other. Or you should have been playing in Trishelle's ear about CT and making mm-hmm. her nervous about him. Like, that's mm-hmm. what she needed to be doing, but I don't think she was thinking in that way.
No. I think she would have been good if Sandra was there, probably. And also Sheree. Kate mm-hmm. kind of shot her in the foot by taking mm-hmm. out Sheree. So it is what it is. That's our finale. There was also a picture of CT lying on top of the gold. So I have screeners. And when I was looking through photos, mm-hmm. I got a little bit spoiled as I was watching because of this picture. But mm-hmm. I thought somehow he got all the money. Like, I forgot it had you. So I was like, well, that's a spoiler. But then I was like, oh, wait. As it kept going, I was like, not Trishelle. They do not have a picture of them together in this. So that's very interesting. But
you know what I did? As soon as I saw the episode pop up there, I fast forwarded to the end.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I watched it. That's the type of person I am.
Yes, yes.
That's the type of person I am.
You can't do the anticipation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the end, okay, so I didn't get to finish the reunion, but I watched a good portion. I think I watched like half. Mm-hmm. What are some big thoughts that you want to share when it comes to the reunion?
Miss Peppermint had a beautiful speech.
Yes.
I hope everybody was listening. She was very eloquent, and I felt her emotion. Like, my heart was with her in that moment. So I'm grateful she was able to say that speech, and I hope she gets another shot to play. Go ahead.
I feel like there's a good shot of it. I mean, I think a lot of people are heartbroken over Peppermint being gone so soon, and the messages that she gives. If Kate comes back, I think we can get a Peppermint return.
And there's so much buzz about Johnny, too. I can see him coming back. People were upset. Like, he has a huge fan base.
I don't need it.
That he, huh?
I said, yeah. I don't need it.
Me neither. I don't care if Johnny's never on another reality show. I'm just saying I can see those two out of this cast mm-hmm. getting another shot at this mm-hmm. game. And I hope especially Peppermint gets it because she seems like such a fan.
I know. She knew She knew. The one thing is, though, that would have already gotten her in trouble. Apparently, she was going around telling everyone that she knew everything that they did on their previous show.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would have turned out super well, because Peppermint, you got to keep a lid. You got to keep a lid.
While the suspicion that hopped on her was really stupid to me, that's a qualm I have with this game. People just pick the littlest things to focus on and find traitor-like, right? But once the spotlight was on her, I think she just got nervous. Like, I understand why it happened. Because if she hadn't said, like, I'm a traitor, like, I was like, no! I think she might have been okay.
I didn't
even know what you told me. I didn't know that she was going around sharing that she knew that about everybody. Where did you hear that?
Oh, man. I feel like it was someone's exit interview.
Oh, okay.
That let it be known. Everyone loves Peppermint. Because, also, reality stars, they probably do love when you know something about them. Dan, not knowing anything about the challenge. But I do think in the end it would have probably gotten a hit against her.
I didn't know that.
It's very interesting that we did not hear Trishelle speak at all. We kept getting cuts to her. Mm-hmm. And then John weirdly wanted to... I was over John in this reunion.
Weren't you? He was cracking me up. I didn't like when he went for my girl Parv. But besides that, what do you like?
He just talks too much. Like, there was... He interrupted someone, and it was one of the housewives. Because my thing is, housewives, they're not the gamers or anything, but this reunion is their stage. It is their home. Yeah. And, at the very beginning, MJ just immediately interrupting CT and Trishelle when they're like, ooh, you won. She was like, nah, you guys are this, this, and this. I was like, this is where MJ. See, MJ was standing in a room looking like Boo Boo the Fool before, but here she knows what she's doing, and I loved it. And I just, John, he is such a talker.
Yeah.
He gives one of the husbands to be doing too much at the housewives. That's what it is. And it's like, you're not the main star, the housewives are.
Listen, he checked her at the end, though. I don't know if you got that far, because she is very upset. She's very upset that those two, ooh, MJ.
Oh, yeah.
She's very upset. She went home and immediately blocked them. She said, she's like, why wouldn't I? It's like, the gamers were fine. It was all these other people that did not ever play a reality game. But he's like, MJ, it's a game. Like, it's a game called Traitors. Like, it's a game.
And guess what? Those housewives don't care. These housewives be gang banging over anything. And that's why I love them.
Oh my goodness.
I love them.
Yeah, she really didn't care. She was just mad, and she was going to be mad. And then that's just what it was. Like, what are you mad for? And then CT did highlight, which I appreciate and agree with. He said, sometimes I didn't mean to seem insensitive. But sometimes I've been playing these games like my whole adult life, and we don't take it personal because we've been doing it, all the gamers. And that's, you could recognize that in the reactions from the non-gamers, because Phaedra, did you see what she said to Dan over and over?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she said, he's a piece of shit. First of all, let's talk about how we found out Phaedra was praying over people.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
You said we can't go against Jesus. I'm going to be praying in my next game.
I was like, first of all, if I was in the game and Phaedra tried to pray on me, I'd be like, she has to go immediately tomorrow. Immediately.
You're not religious?
I'm not religious, but also I know who she is.
Right. Who are you to be praying over me? You.
I don't want that juju. I don't want that juju whatsoever. So she has to go.
Yeah.
And I would just accidentally get a traitor out. But wild.
I did not know that either.
That's the thing, that it's like the gamers are like cutthroat in the game, but But I think these housewives are cutthroat in life. Which is worse? Which do you prefer?
Right. Gamers. Give me the gamers.
He's the gamers immediately. I watched every season of The Challenge.
Yeah, she was, she greatly annoyed me. And I knew she was going to be like this. Dan, like, people have hot and cold feelings about what Dan did. I understand his thought process. I think his mistake was not going for her. His mistake was not planting the seeds all along the way. Yeah. He should have been saying, she's suspicious because of this. She's along the way leading up to what he was going to do. Might have worked. But I understand his thought process. He explained it and articulated it well. It flopped, of course, but it was a game move. He was trying to save himself. And then Phaedra later goes on to say, they were talking about how she had, like, she really didn't fight for herself in her last, her banishment episode. She didn't. She looked like she was tired. She was done. Like, I'm going. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And they basically asked her, why didn't you, like, turn on Kate or do something? And she said, well, at that point, I liked everybody left in the game, so I would have been happy for any of them to win, so I wasn't going to do that to them. Mm-hmm. Like, she's thinking about it in a completely different way than the gamer. The gamer's like, I'm going to go down swinging, and if I got to take you down with me, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do whatever I need to do to try to stay in this game.
Yeah.
She don't think like that. She takes it as a personal betrayal.
But let's be honest, because even the gamer said that at the beginning. They were like, anything, if we have another person from our show or franchise, we're rooting for them. Like, Sandra and Parvati were like, if I didn't win, I would have been cool if you won.
Right.
And, like, the same thing as the Challenge people. So, there's a little bit of, like, Sandra also being like, I'm good with the people I left in this game.
That's true, but that's fine if you're willing to be good with everybody left and bow out gracefully because they wanted you out the most. Mm-hmm. But then don't knock the people that aren't. You know, I'm not willing to bow down and let them go. I'm gonna say whoever's name, and I'm gonna go out swinging, and I'm gonna go out fighting. And if that means I have to throw other people under the bus, so be it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a different mentality for how to play the game. She wasn't willing, but they are. And it wasn't anything against her personally. Dan said over and over, I don't have any problem with Phaedra. I was trying to stay, period, point blank. And I thought that Phaedra was so well insulated that I would never stay over her.
Yeah,
I could have gone for Parvati because there was already suspicion on her, but that would have bought me 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, and I understood that. I don't know. She's annoying me greatly.
I understood that, too, but I think also, like, Big Brother people can be like this, too, of, like, we really hate, like, you should absolutely, when you spot someone else in a better position than you in the game, do something about it, but when we like the person who's in the best position of the game is when we hate it, and we're like,
absolutely,
they're bitter and everything, and that's just it. She was like, you knew I was killing it. She did say, and this was a big point for her, she was like, you didn't want me there from the beginning.
Yeah,
so, like,
he did.
Yeah,
he and said pretty early on, like, I think it was the episode or the episode after he recruited Parvati, he said, I can't win with Phaedra here. I don't think he said he didn't want her here.
Yes.
For me, it was him recognizing that they're going to call out me and they're going to call out you, Parvati, before they ever suspect her.
Mm-hmm.
So if we need to offer up some traitor blood, she's the best option.
Yeah.
I just think I understand it. I understand it.
I understand it, too.
Yeah.
I just also get
the fan annoyance.
I get why, the fan annoyance a little, because I felt annoyed as well. And then also Phaedra, just because I don't think Phaedra will forgive, just in general, someone who comes between her and her money. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
So she's going to say F Dan for life.
She is. And I think, like, a perfect example, you're right, it's because the fans were enjoying her why they're so angry, and they also feel like he, in some of his decisions, tanked a little bit of Parvati's game because there are people that really were rooting and wanted to see her succeed. If they had done it to Trishelle, or if Dan had done that to Trishelle, people would probably be celebrating, right? It's just who he chose to go for in that moment.
Exactly. What else can we say? Well, okay, so they really try to hit, like, the little relationships Peter and Ekansu. Ekansu's like, wrong show. This isn't Love Island, guys. Then why are you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I heard that they were a full-fledged couple.
Exactly. You didn't have to post Peter's mom and yourself. You wanted us to talk about it, but all mm-hmm. of a sudden.
And then, ooh, no.
What are you teasing it for? You don't have another show. Like, are you pitching? Are you shopping it around?
Right. Maybe. Maybe that's the goal. And I did enjoy, like, the little fantasy Phaedra CT. I was hoping there'd be something that went down between them two.
No, but I'm mad at Andy, though. Andy comes to this reunion. He did this last reunion. He comes wrong. Because why did he say, oh, I watched the finale and CT and Trishelle, that just kind of gave rom-com. Excuse me? We're just going to forget.
Did you hear what he said about Sandra? He told Sandra she had a glow up.
That was offensive.
I was like, I don't know. She said thank you. I was like, Andy, I didn't view it that way.
Sandra, if you don't fight this man, if you don't fight this short man right now.
Sandra is very much, she's not a makeup girl. You know what I mean?
No.
I thought she looked beautiful, but like I didn't think it was a glow up, you know? I was like, damn, Andy, that was so harsh.
But he's messy. He's messy with the housewives because the first thing he be asking them at the reunions is like, what did you guys get done? Let's talk about it.
See, I don't watch Housewives. I watch Atlanta, like up into Phaedra's messiness, like what mm-hmm. she did with Candy. Like maybe a season after the season or so after that I stopped watching, but I don't really know Andy's things.
He does not have boundaries when it comes to women's looks. So that's what that is.
I don't like that.
I know. Parv looked great. I mean, freaking Peppermint looked great.
She did. Yeah. Best outfit. I loved it.
So good. She said
I really had a headband. It was not right. Like, put the damn headband on Harmony.
No, it's a finale. You got to get glam.
I wish she had a headband crown or something.
Ooh, that would have been good. A little evil crown.
Something.
That would be real good. Yeah. So, and then Barca Pippen and...
They're back together. I don't care about them. I'm not a fan. They were a non-entity for me. I just wanted to hear from the main characters, not them.
Yeah.
I appreciated hearing from DeMonte, the boxer.
Yes, DeMonte. So I knew this because of the exit press. It was basically him talking about how he was very triggered watching Peppermint get falsely accused. Mm-hmm. It just reminded him of things in his childhood, and he had to bounce. So I'm glad they gave him a platform to say it for those who don't look at exit press.
Do what's best for you. I'm not one of those people, like, if somebody ends up quitting, especially if it's affecting their mental health, like, that comes before a silly little game for money, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm glad he did what he felt was best for him. Because if he was having that hard of a time, like, I just think he felt guilty. Like, if he felt guilty for evicting Maxim, I feel like, too. I felt
that somewhere. That was his friend, too.
Right. And he turned on him hardcore. So if you can't handle it, if it's not for you, do what's best for you. I'm not one of those that get super upset about that stuff. People that
I just realized Max wasn't there.
He wasn't. Wonder why.
Is there any Dancing with the Stars coming up? Maybe
he has a small baby now, I believe, but I didn't notice that. Is that the only person? I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think he was like, forget this show. Like, I haven't seen him in anything. Well, I've seen, like, when they all, a couple of weeks ago, went to New York and did a bunch mm-hmm. of press photos, he wasn't there in that either. I didn't notice till you brought this up. So I think he's just like, nah, that's all right. Yeah, and I thought he was doing a pretty good job. Like, he was surprising me in the little bit of time, because I didn't have any expectations.
He made too much sense.
That makes sense.
Because he made too much sense, and he kept walking in and out of rooms. That was a little weird, Max. You just need to sit down.
Yeah, he did make a lot of sense. Lots of people are not happy that Trishelle won. I get it. Like, I'm not going to question anybody's qualms with her from the past. But she did play a decent game. Like, yeah. All along the way, she was calling things out. Unfortunately, people did not listen to her. But oftentimes, when she was calling stuff out, she was on the scent, you know? And I give her credit more than CT, you know? Mm-hmm. When she was trying to get, she was like, I think Dan was pointing the finger at Phaedra. Absolutely mm-hmm. right. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I think she called it out pretty good along the way.
I will say, though.
Got on my nerves, though.
Yeah, I will say, what was I going to say? It left me about Trishelle being on people's scent. Oh, that was very interesting, though, because Peter was really on it. Because remember when he talked about how Parvati called him a bloodhound, and he said, like, the next day, Phaedra did the same thing.
She tripped Parvati up. Did you know that, Phaedra? But it probably wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, and
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah, that probably really cemented Peter's suspicion of the both of them.
Yes.
Why would Phaedra know that? I was like, and look, didn't look like Parvati knew that either. And I loved getting to see all of their reactions to the finale. That was fun.
Yes, that was
really enjoyed that. Yeah.
It was giving a little bit of Big Brother of how Big put the finalist out pretty late. So that was really cool. I kind of hope Peter starts getting into the competition reality TV game, because why not?
I think he would be very interesting on Big Brother. I would mm-hmm. like, I don't want a celebrity version. Put him on the real show. Honestly.
Is the wall not in there?
Yeah, I would like to see it. I think he would do pretty well, but he would be the type of player that got on my nerves if he's on this morality clause. Because people are going to lie. That's how he was in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to win the right way as a faithful. No. You're playing. That stuff, like when people come into these games with you're in the wrong game if you don't like mm-hmm. liars and backstabbers and people that are going to lie to your face and do the exact opposite and not feel bad about it. Like,
it's not like he hasn't lied. He concocted a really good trap and lied. So I don't know. Maybe. It's just the theme that he was kind of playing into too much. Maybe he'll be a very different player. But my whole thing is, I don't know if you know about Peter and The Bachelor, but...
I do not. I don't watch The Bachelor. I can't do any love show.
That's okay. But he rose to fame on The Bachelorette because he had fun overnight with The Bachelorette 4 times in a windmill.
Say that again?
He had fun
overnight
with The Bachelorette 4 times in a windmill.
A windmill?
A windmill. That was the overnight date. And the next day, Hannah Brown was getting slut-shamed, or like, basically a guy tried to give an ultimatum. He was like, if you sleep with any of the other guys, then I'm out of here. And she was like, by the way, I already have 4 times in a windmill. And that was Peter, because he was the one that had the windmill date.
Oh.
She didn't pick him, and then he became the Bachelorette. So if he gets into the Big Brother house, we're going to have floaties. We're going to have the have-not bed. Just cut. People are going to look for condoms.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know nothing about Peter. Like,
yes. Got you fanning yourself.
Yeah. You let him cry. Wow. Well, nobody's told me that about Peter.
I don't know how. I tell it to anyone who's a guest on here who don't know who Peter Weber is.
Yeah. Did he surprise you, though?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. His season was a dumpster fire.
Okay.
Because the man and his indecision, but boy, did we get great things from the season as well, including his mama. The fact that's the reason why everyone recognized his mom, because all season We saw this teaser. His mom's crying. And she's like, Peter, bring her home. And everyone's like, who's her? What happened? Why is the mama crying? Right. Oh, my God. The mama is just as dramatic as him.
Yeah, I'd like to see his chops in a Big Brother game. Not Survivor. Forget Survivor. I want to see, like,
no,
a long game and how he does. Like, it'd be interesting to me.
It would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, anything else you want to say about the reunion?
No. I mean, I enjoyed it. As much as I have qualms with this show, I only watched because I was interested in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. I thought the winners played decent games. Thought it was interesting. Did not expect, like, them three to vote for each other at the end. I was like, because I've seen, there's a season out there where nobody won anything because of stalemates. There's a version. My friend was telling me about it. Would you not be sick? So I thought that was going to happen here.
Oh, I will say, watching the reunion and watching Dan, I feel like this was all of Dan's worst nightmare of returning to reality television. I could feel his nervousness even at the very beginning when Andy's like, how are you doing? And he's like, he's like, okay, so you are like crying thrown up before we even started the cameras. And he's like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, because Johnny's been coming after him on social media, insulting him. Obviously, Phaedra's upset. I've seen some interviews she's given about him. I think he's just really trying to sincerely communicate. Phaedra, it was nothing personal. I was just trying to get to the end. Do you know what I mean? And I think, like, he feels bad that she's so pissed about it and taking it away that he didn't intend for her to take. Like, I think that he tried to explain, and he's probably nervous because of all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what he needs to do? Hmm. He needs to make an appearance on Married to Medicine. He needs to give her her little storyline, because I feel like that's the one way you can get to Phaedra's heart is give her a storyline. And he needs to pull a Pilot Pete, pop up with some roses or something, and then it'll all be good.
I fear she will try to embalm him.
So. Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my perspective of Phaedra.
Oh,
he married a doctor?
Yeah. Well, she did not marry a doctor. She's the best scam artist in the business.
How is she on the show then?
I don't know. Oh, everyone really? Was like, how did she get on the show? I think she started dating a doctor. I think that's it. But then I was like, I was Googling because when her and CT started getting cozy, I was like, is this woman single?
Right, yes.
And I could not get a concrete answer. They were like, she was dating a doctor, gone to marry a medicine. Who knows? And I'm just like,
is she still a current cast member?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. If Dan is to become a doctor, so she could get longer on that show, and it'll all be forgiven.
Yeah, Phaedra. Competition show. Phaedra can bring the entertainment. She can bring the funny, sassy one-liners, but competition shows are not for her. Period. She takes it way, everything she took so personally.
Yeah.
So personally, when it had nothing to do with, like, everybody there seemed to love Phaedra and not have a problem with her. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's either you love her or you die.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Overall, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Yay. Yep. I agree. It's been a long, interesting road. The winners are meh. But it's all about the journey. And honestly, the traitors. The traitors are a big part of whether the thing is successful or not. So.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it overall. My favorite part was just seeing so many people that I enjoy from different shows that come together and, like, be friends and hang out. Like, that's always enjoyable to me. And I'm glad that they also talked a little bit about, like, the history that everybody has, you know? I'm glad I knew it all. Except for the Housewives. I don't know Housewives, but
yeah. And any person who doesn't know Phaedra and all that, I try to give a little bit of a tip off of, like, you know, Phaedra's actually about this life. So
yeah, I don't got no sympathy for Phaedra. I did not feel bad when I just did never feel bad for her. Like, she brought it, she was funny. I enjoyed her. I cannot deny that part, but I'm not sad that she did not win.
No. All right, Janelle, where can people follow you?
I'm Janelle Michaud on everything, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like you said, covering exit press for Big Brother Canada 12. The season is heating up. I'll probably hop on to cover that season with my silent podcast crew a couple of times. So that's where you can find me.
Nice. You can follow me, Nikki Bernice, across socials. But more importantly, you can follow Black by Reality across socials to keep up with us. I am wrapping up our Love is Blind recaps this week, which should be very interesting. But then there's the reunion, so there's another week. And then there's Survivor that we're doing. Janelle was also on there for episode 2, so please watch, listen. And my Couple to Thruple interview with Maximo and Ash is out. So please enjoy that. Bye.
Bye, guys.